From sea to shining sea, America's favorite uncle, Bumpkin Bob.
Hey, y'all, this is Bumpkin Bob coming to you from the Bumpkin Media Studios here in beautiful Siloam Springs, Arkansas. As always, hey, we're going to talk to you the next 15 or 20 minutes about some things going on, and we might as well get this out of the way first. It's probably not really what I want to cover first, but we're going to cover it first, and that's your beloved Arkansas Razorbacks. We'll talk a few minutes about that. I know if y'all's been keeping up with it, the last two Saturdays have sucked. We got beat by Colorado State and then North Texas yesterday, and there's no other way to say it other than it was ugly. I mean, that's, oh my God. And if Frank Broyles was still the U of A, the athletic director, I was going to say chancellor, let's say what he really was, the athletic director, yesterday, even though he was a new coach, probably would have been Chad Morris's last day as a U of A head football coach. Because we know Frank was not scared to fire anybody. But, man, I swear I shouldn't be this way. I zoned out after halftime. I really did, because I was just like, my brain could not comprehend what was going on. I don't know if y'all could. I started a little deal today, and it may be ugly on Facebook. I started signing off everything with hash down right lane, holding up traffic. I don't know if that's ugly or not. I'm sure there's some people out there that's going to say it is. But, you know, I'll just say it. I mean, my son, for one, is calling for Chavis's head. I mean, he's like, he needs to be gone right now. You don't give up that many points to those two schools on consecutive weekends, whether it's you've been coaching here 5 years or 5 months. That's just, there was no reason for that whatsoever. If those kids, this is the way I look at it. If those kids were good enough to be recruited to a SEC school, then they should have no problems dominating Colorado State and North Texas. There should have ever been a question, even with the new coaching staff in place. Yeah, offense may not have been able to put up very many points, but defense should have been able to handle them without any problem. That is just ridiculous. It's unacceptable. I know a lot of people are going to feel that way, but it just is. But, and we're going to let that go. That's all we're going to say about the Arkansas Razorbacks this week. Except for, and I know y'all are the same way. I mean, I'm dreading next Saturday going to Auburn. The discussions we've had today have been basically how bad are they going to beat us? I mean, is Gus going to take mercy on us at some point? Or is Gus going to shove it down our throats? And we'll just have to wait and see. Him being a home state alumni that, you know, just depends on after the whole Houston nut Mitch Mustang debacle, where he falls at. On that, what he does next weekend, we'll just have to wait and see. So let's just move on to something else because I'm tired of talking about it. I did have some things happen this week that I wanted to talk about today real quick in the podcast. But the first thing I want to talk about is I want to send out love and prayers to Elise Beals and her kids. Her husband of, I think, 35 years is what they were married, died this week. Jimmy Beals, good. I considered him a friend, even though we really lost contact in 91. They moved to Tennessee. But we were friends and worked at Arkansas Electric together, and we hung out with Jimmy and Elise. And when our kids were first born, and when I found out last Sunday, I mean, I ain't going to lie to you. I cried Saturday, Sunday night. That's just how it is, even though we really lost touch. But anyway, my love and prayers go out to her and her kids. I know they're going through a hard time. Jimmy was one of the good ones. He really was. He was a bullshitter extraordinaire, but he was one of the good ones. I can't say enough good things about him. So we're going to leave that at that. Which brings up another thing I guess I really should say too. You know, if you've got friends out there you've lost contact with, make contact with them if you can. Don't wait till they've passed on and then just feel sorry. But, you know, go out there and make contact and, you know, let them know you still think about them and want them to be part of your life. That being said, let's move on to more Bumpkin Bob type stuff. The old Bumpkin had him a little meltdown this week and turned out pretty funny. So we're going to tell that story real quick. We're working basically it's a tenant finish out. They had a doggy daycare thing kind of thing in this building and went in, gutted the building, and we went back in and turned it into an office space. And the front, I don't know, I'm going to say this is about 5,000 square feet. So if I had to guess, probably the front 3,500, 3,800 square feet is offices. And in the back, you have two large. One's going to be a break room. The other like a conference slash classroom type area. Both pretty large. Anyway, Thursday morning we had everything lit up except the two back big areas. And we started in the smaller of the two, getting it up to where it could be lit. And you electricians are going to understand. This area was so big and we're talking about a 9-foot roof and it's inside of what is really a red iron building. So you're, you know, another 9 feet or better up to the red iron. So running conduit up there and dropping lighting whips down really wasn't an option. So we used a special clip and we actually ran conduit on top of the T-grid once it was up. Later, two before lights in, piped it in, pulled our wire, put our three-way switches in, heated that circuit up, boom, lit that room up. So now you're talking about 4,200 square foot, probably, I'm just guessing, that's lit up. You got this probably, I'm calling it 800 square foot classroom. It may not be that big. It's pretty good size though, classroom. But anyway, we moved into it and the flooring guys had showed up just as we lit up that last room and it was before lunch. Well, they went through and cleaned everything out and put cabinets and material, anybody's material, the heating and air guys' material, the R material, the ceiling tile guy's material, they put it all in this one room, which is where we're working, trying to get our lights laid in, get them popped in, wire pulled, and these lights turned on. So, gets on pretty late probably 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We've got it popped in. It's me and a guy I work with doing it. Get to a point we can start pulling wire, and I'm going to start pushing wire around boxes. He's whipping lights into boxes and I'd cleaned out an area to set my ladder up and I turned around and grabbed my ladder. And when I turned back around, the flooring guy had brought his bucket of level compound in there and got down on his knees because he had his little knee pads on to spread flooring compound right where I'd cleared out for my ladder. Like again, like I said, we've got all the cabinets and everything in here. So I went off the deep end and I just threw my ladder down on the ground and I said, hey, I'll fucking finish when you get fucking finished. And I went out to my truck. Maybe I shouldn't have said the cuss word. But anyway, he came out there and he's like, am I in your way? I said, yeah, you're way in my fucking way. We're trying to turn the lights on for you. And you're coming in the only room everybody's... I said, you've ran everybody out of all the other rooms in the building. So us, the ceiling tile guys, and the heating and air guy are all working in one room. And I said, we got nowhere else to go. That's the last room to light up. We're trying to light it up for you, and you got right in the way. And he's like, well, I'm not going to be cussed. And I'll just pack my shit up and leave. I said, bye. So he went and got in his truck, and I could hear him around the side of the building loading their shit up in their truck. And then, like, I'm not even going to say it, what I thought he was like, but he's out there revving this truck up, and I'm thinking, damn, he's going to blow his truck up just because he's mad at me. And they peeled out of there. He was pulling the trailer, just spinning his tires and showing his ass. And here comes the funny part. If any of it is funny, because some of the guys found what had already happened kind of funny. When I walked back in the building, the ceiling tile guys and the heating and air guys like, I'm glad you went off on them because I was fixing to tell them what I thought. Like, no, y'all weren't. Y'all were waiting on me to bite the bullet and be the bad guy. No, I was fixing to tell them. So it all ended all right. The superintendent had left the job basically for the day. And he came in the next day, apologized to me, and shook his hand for having everybody in there on top of each other. And he's like, the flooring guys really weren't supposed to start prepping the floor for the whole building. They were supposed to just lay their hardwood flooring at the entryways where, because what they're doing is they're going to carpet tile the whole building except for the entrance ways, and it got little hardwood floor entrances. They're supposed to lay those and not prep the floor for carpet, and they went ahead and started doing everything. So that was kind of funny how all of that ended. So that's a big blow up, and everybody had a big laugh about it at Bob's expense, but it just comes down. I just hate people taking over jobs when they walk in. And that's part of the problem with commercial jobs is the finishers, the sheetrock finishers, and the flooring guys think once they get called out to a job that they're the only ones working. It's like everybody else is still trying to finish up and they have no respect for the other trades. And it escalates to shit like what happened. And I go to myself, what I do, it's like anytime you're in a commercial building and you're doing work like what we do, and it's like if I walk into a room, like I'm going into a room to trim out receptacles and the flooring guys are in there laying floor, I got other rooms I can go work in. So I go work in those rooms. But you get people like the flooring guys, if I'm in there trimming out receptacles, they'll come in that room and start spreading glue, even though they got other rooms they could go to. But it's just people showing respect for other trades. And I'm going to get some backlash from this. I know I am. But it seems like to me the two that don't show respect for other trades are the flooring guys and the sheetrock finishers. They just come and get right up on top of you. So that's about how my week went this week. It was like, to sum it up, got into it with the flooring guy. The week didn't start out well. I mean, I lost a longtime friend. And then my Arkansas Razorbacks got the living shit beat out of them yesterday. So it wasn't a good week at all. So hopefully this week will be a little better. Hey, y'all, I want to remind y'all to listen to us on our podcast. Go find our website, bumpkinbob.com. Be sure to find us on Twitter, YouTube. I mean, we're out there. We want you to come look at us and watch our videos and follow us. We've got some big things planned And we're going through a little bit of changes right now, but I hope y'all stay with us. And with that being said, this is Bumpkin Bob, and we're out of here.
Hey, y'all, it's Bumpkin Bob here. If you enjoy these podcasts, you'll enjoy our monthly episode even more. They're released first on bumpkinbob.com, so head over and join us today. And if you like us putting out this podcast, be sure to help by subscribing to the Bumpkin Bob Show. And wherever you listen, leave us a review. 5 stars are good, 1 stars are not welcome. And this is Bumpkin Bob, and we're out.